because it is something where we have all these questions, and so and spent so much time exhaustively documenting it, it feels like we should keep moving forward with the story and covering the case. That said, in between the period of time when we did the first season of Serial and now, sort of the rest of the world came aware of Adnan Syed's case, and the rest of the world began covering it. And almost all of his the moves in his appellate hearings and the rulings and the court hearings, you know, they're covered. They're covered by NPR, The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Baltimore Sun. I there's not a lot that I feel like we would be able to, anything more we can bring to it, because it's being covered. So no, right now I kind of don't see a place where, I haven't gotten an urge, and I don't think Sarah has either, of saying, no, wait, look, you guys are all misunderstanding this, or I have a different take on this, or I have something I want to say about it. I think we're sort of in a similar role as sort of other observers right now of kind of watching it play out.
Because we talked about what really put you on the map, can you talk about how Serial started up, how you came across his story?
Sarah and I both were producers for This American Life. Let's see, I started at This American Life when it was about 6 months old. So it's been a little over 20 years now. Sarah came on a little bit after that, but we had worked together for about 12 years. And we had started talking about maybe trying to do kind of like a spinoff, you know, do something else. It was sort of just at the part where podcasting, it seemed like a cheaper way of doing a radio story, a cheaper way that didn't have quite so much pressure. You know, if you're going to launch a new public radio show, there is a lot of financial commitment that goes to that. There's a lot of marketing support you need. You need to get all the stations to sign on. Podcasting seemed a little bit of more low rent, easier, low stakes, if we don't like it, we can quit kind of way of doing it. So we had talked about it for a while, and we actually had worked on a whole different project together first. And we had an idea for maybe doing a This Week show where every week the stories would have taken place in the previous 7 days. And so it would be a combination of kind of topical stories, but also personal stories. And we did a couple of versions of it for This American Life. But then we got to a point where we liked those shows. We both just admitted that neither of us wanted to actually produce those shows every week. And so at the same time that we were kind of coming to that realization that we didn't really want to do that, she had come upon the story of Adnan Syed's case. She's a former reporter from Baltimore. She had worked for the Baltimore Sun. And so because of that, a woman had reached out to her, a friend of Adnan Syed's family had reached out to her and said, oh, I recognize your byline on some old stories where you had covered Adnan's attorney. And I just thought maybe you might be interested in this 15-year-old case. And I think this guy's innocent and I'd love you to look at it. And as Sarah started looking into it, she was thinking it would be a story for This American Life. But really her interest in it, she realized kind of it wasn't an hour-long story. It was sort of the larger world of it. And my interest in it was that I had been interested in doing a story about taking a look at the criminal justice system, possible wrongful convictions, but looking at a case where it hasn't played out and where it wasn't so apparent and obvious what had gone wrong. I felt like I had seen stories where the finger for like a wrongful conviction or a breakdown in the criminal justice system had been pointed to, you know, like a racially biased jury or prosecutorial misconduct, things that were really egregious. Whereas I was interested in looking at a case where on the surface, seemingly it looked like kind of like this worked out. Everything was fine. This went according to plan, and sort of pushing at some of those places of where saying, is this really working? Is this really according to plan? So that was kind of the two things sort of dovetailed together. And with the podcasting, we could do it serialized because it's like on-demand listening. And so you're not, you know, it's a much harder thing to do on broadcast radio.
Have you had stories that you thought might be season two or season three, then you get into the weeds for a while and you realize that it ended up not being what you'd hoped?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. We ended up, we were working on a story for season two that we actually, it wasn't laying out the way we needed it to lay out, sort of. We weren't getting the access and the reporting that we needed. And so we had kind of, we thought it was just going to take longer. So we put it on pause and did a different story for season two. We did the story of Bo Bergdahl, who was the U.S. soldier who was captured, walked off his post in Afghanistan and was captured by the Taliban and held for 5 years. So we did the Bergdahl story for season two with the idea that we'll come back to this story for season three. But by the time we came back to it, it was even more apparent to us that we weren't going to be able to get it wasn't going to be able to lay out the way we needed it to lay out. And we've looked at other possibilities. Definitely. We're sort of killing stories. We're kind of constantly in a state of trying things and then deciding that, well, this isn't going to work. And it kind of goes by the wayside.
Well, speaking of season three, at this time, you know what kind of thing we might be hearing and when that might launch?
No, we're really in the thick of it now. We're going to release it this fall. Let's see. We're working on the third episode right now. Into the fourth. We're kind of ending the third into the fourth. This time we're trying to bank some more episodes ahead of time before we start releasing them. Because last time we got, it was awful. And we ended up getting caught up in a logistical calendar nightmare where we had to then start releasing every other week, and I don't want to have to do that again. So we're going to try and bank some more this time. But yeah, I'm just not announcing. I mean, honestly, if it were just you and I talking, I would totally tell you what season three is about. I haven't announced it publicly yet because we still got to work our way through what I feel like it's about entirely. And sometimes you don't know that until you have to actually really be writing it. You know, you don't know exactly what your story is totally about. Like, what are you saying? Like, I know the plot. I know where I want to go next. But like, what is it really about? There were a lot of people that I think thought of us as true crime. And that really surprised me, which I know is very naive. I just didn't realize it at the time. I didn't think of what that first story, I know it's a murder case and a reinvestigation of a murder case, but in my mind at the time, I was more highbrow. So that's one of the things we do feel like sometimes there are these expectations about what serial is. And I don't know what else to do about it other than keep on keeping on. And we just do the stories that we think are interesting to us.